This is the Monday Mindset Podcast, where we share things of interest to us and hopefully to you.
So let's get started with episode number 61.
In today's episode, Daisy and I realized that we hadn't done a kind of circle back, loop around check-in about previous episodes, which we tend to like to do after a certain number of episodes, just to kind of give everyone a little bit of a pause and reflect time. So that's what we thought we would do today.
So I think my general takeaway is a criticism of myself. Surprise, surprise. I think this sort of last batch of episodes, I've come up with a few quite sort of practical, helpful things that I thought for myself would be useful, but I then struggle to actually implement them. So I need to figure out, I mean, obviously, we come up with different things every week, and we're not expecting ourselves to be implementing everything we're suggesting or going down the track of thinking in that, you know, new frame of mindset or whatever it is. It's not like that's other people's expectations or ours even. But when I bring something that I'm saying, you know, this sounds like a good idea, I'm planning on doing this, and then I fail to make it part of my daily routine. So I really need to work on that. The only one, of course, that I haven't struggled with at all is the cold water swimming. Except the water's getting a bit warmer now. We're up to, I think, about 16 degrees. And it doesn't take my breath away when I go in anymore. So I guess it is still cold water swimming, but it doesn't feel anywhere near as cold as when I started. So I almost can't even count that one. But that's something I don't necessarily do daily, but I certainly do very regularly. I try to go at least every other day. But there were a couple of other things like the standing on one leg and the meditation in particular. I think I said to you that sort of came to me at a moment when I felt it would be really helpful. To be fair to myself, I did actually go back and listen to the full episode. If you remember, this was one of Rangan Chatterjee's bite-sized episodes from in his Feel Better, Live More podcast. And this one was with Light Watkins. And I said I was going to go back and listen to the original episode, which I did. But unfortunately, they didn't really give you the easy how-to. So I came away from that thinking, well, yes, I still think it's a good idea, but I'm going to have to go and find it somewhere else. And of course, that's when it just, you know, the cascade effect stopped there. So I really need to find a way to, you know, implement some of these things that I bring to the table thinking it's a good idea.
It makes a lot of sense, though, as I think about what you just described. You've also acknowledged that you've been struggling a bit with feeling more depressed and things. And so I think many of us find ourselves in those places when we know we're going down that downward spiral slide, and we know we want to get the momentum moving in the other direction. And so we're kind of seeking something to do that. However, the bigger overarching things, they sound really good, but most likely we don't quite have the energy or the follow through to implement it at this time. And the smaller things might feel so small that we don't know that we're going to have the impact. So the fact that you have kept an important one going, I think is huge. And maybe to give yourself, as you kind of now took this time to reflect, just choosing one other thing, not 10 others, and not one that feels so big that there's a whole lot of homework you have to do in order to get it going. But to give yourself that grace to just zoom in a little bit and say, I know I want to continue to feel better, and I believe this approach may help me, but not let yourself get bogged down in, you know, there are 49 things you could be doing and 4 more books you could read and 7 more skills you could take a course on to learn how to do. That's all just really overwhelming in this time where you just need to kind of feel, you know, like you're building some traction forward.
Yes, that's very true, actually. And I don't always, I mean, I do really enjoy going swimming. And I say swimming, I don't often do that much swimming. Depends. Sometimes the sea's really calm and it's quite easy to swim. Other times it's a bit more a case of splashing around. But basically the whole of it is that it's getting outside. It's the walk down there and the walk back, which is exercise in itself, being outside, looking around at things, and then being in the water. Yes, the cold water aspect to a certain extent, but just being there, having a nice view to look at, looking at all the other people around. Like I went down yesterday evening, beautiful evening. It's been miserable weather here. And so it was just nice looking around at groups of people getting together outside on the beach, having a meal, kids playing, you know, someone throwing a ball for their dog who was going into the sea and bringing it back. Just things like that. And just sitting there, looking at the horizon, looking at the sea, bobbing around in the water. It's the whole package. And yes, and sometimes I kind of have to make myself go because I'm not feeling good and I know it's going to help. And other times, you know, I don't, I know I should go and I know it's going to help and I can't quite manage it. But yes, you're right. It is something that I've managed to keep going with some kind of consistency. So I should feel pleased about that rather than looking at all these other things that I haven't managed to do.
It also, as you were just describing that, one of the episodes I wanted to bring back and talk a little bit about today, you just kind of hit the nail on the head. It was an episode that you did, episode 51, How to Harness Your Inner Voice. And this was an episode you shared related to some information from Ethan Cross. And one of the things you talked about in that episode was kind of the more active attention or the more passive attention. And if I'm remembering, you talked about kind of passive attention, and maybe I'm not using the right word, but is ways that you kind of get distracted and get into a different feeling response just by observing things around you. And at that time, you talked about like going for a walk, when you go somewhere and you look at the architecture and things. And what you just described is, although you're not doing a lot of swimming per se, you're observing other people, you're noticing things, you're looking at the water, you're doing all of these other things that get you out of your head and, you know, do such important, helpful pieces of what you need at this time. And so maybe even cutting yourself some slack that on one level you could say this is the only kind of concrete thing, yes, I'm still doing, but look at all of the benefits of what it does. It does tie in a lot of the other things that you have shared and we have talked about in these episodes.
And there's something very much akin to the gratitude journaling and the gratitude mindset, something we often circle back to, isn't it? But looking for the beauty in things. And I think because I started sharing some of the pictures, you know, I started taking pictures of some of the things that I looked at and liked on my walk. And several people have commented, you know, when I share them on social media and things, that they're really enjoying seeing the little snapshots of things I'm sharing. And someone commented along the lines of how, you know, you see the beauty in things, in the little things. You know, it's one that I haven't shared yet, but there are these beautiful daisies that you see a lot by the sea that just seed themselves in cracks in the pavement and, you know, and thrive despite the salt in the air and things like that. But I think there's something, like I say, akin to the shift in mindset when you think about gratitude is looking for the beauty in things, because you can find it anywhere you look, if you look.
And that image, I have, you know, you haven't shared it yet on social media, but that image of those daisies, it is not lost on me that they are called daisies, but the idea of this beauty and this hardiness that comes out of these cracks in the rocks in an environment that may not be super supportive to them, that's a metaphor for the struggle that you're going through and how you continue to kind of plant yourself and thrive even though the environment may not always feel great or feel supportive of that. So I think that's a great example that it does so much more for you than just the benefit of the cold water swimming.
Mm. Another thing I've noted from that episode, which I think I put in the description, it was talking about whether your inner voice was a supportive coach or a ruminating catastrophizer. Mm-hmm. So it's important, isn't it? And you've talked about this, the inner voice, you know, is it one of those really helpful coaches or those coaches that chastises you all the time? It's important to be mindful about how you talk to yourself.
Absolutely. I guess in going back and looking at the episodes we've shared since we last did a check-in, I may have been aware of something similar to what you described, recognizing all of the cool things we've discussed and how so many of them are things that are present for me when we talk about them, and then how quickly I kind of lose track of them and forget to address them or do them or implement them or whatever. But maybe this is a good time to really look back and talk about how people are using this podcast, because I don't think you and I have any intent in conveying a message that every week people need to go do something new.
Not setting homework.
Yeah, implement a new strategy versus, I think the way sometimes podcasts like this work for me, because both you and I listen to a lot of them and many of our listeners do, let's take, for example, the gratitude journal episode. I may not have started a gratitude journal that week, but 6 months later, I'm listening to something else and I hear something about gratitude and I could say, oh yeah, I remember when Daisy talked about that in that episode. Yeah, and then I might begin implementing it. So sometimes, even when you're listening to an episode, if it kind of shakes you into thinking, ooh, that's something that might be good for me, and then later wonder, why didn't I do something about it? Maybe it just planted the seed. Maybe you're not at that place yet in your life where you're going to take the action on that topic. But I hope that both you and I can give ourselves this grace, but also that listeners can. There's still benefit in learning these things, hearing these things, because oftentimes as people, we don't take action on something until we have heard it a number of times, processed it in our brain a number of times, and then the timing was right to take the action. And so my hope is that in this reflection today, people can really just consider how they're using these episodes. Some might be episodes where they instantly go out and start practicing something. And many of them may be just a collection of important things that they start to make a file drawer place for in their mind, and then continue to hear about it and fill that file until they're ready to act on it.
And I think that's partly what we do when we look back and reflect. We remind ourselves of some of the things that we, you know, we thought we were going to take away and run with at the time and then forgot about it for one reason or shelved it, whatever. But, you know, looking back, it just reminds you, oh yes, you know, that was something I meant to take a bit further. And some people, of course, act on it straight away. Brandy, who you know, really, really enjoyed your episode where you talked about Nicole LaPera's book, Doing the Work to Change What Holds You Back. And she was really taken with that episode and went straight out and got the book and listened to it. And she really found that, you know, it was exactly what she needed to hear. And she found it really, really helpful. So sometimes people do act straight away. And it's, you know, you've hit them just at that right moment when they've been thinking about things maybe that they need to work on. And they think, well, yes, that sounds interesting. And it really clicks into place straight away. So it's really nice to hear, isn't it, when you get feedback about things like that.
Absolutely. And I think it's great when we get feedback that people are using it in kind of the other end of the continuum where I didn't act on it right away, but it's been kind of percolating and I've been gathering more about it. And now I'm starting to do that practice or dig into that more.
Yes. And that's the other thing that we've spoken about before. When we come back in different directions on the same subject, because we've talked about that before, where you sometimes you just need to hear it in a different way, or you need to hear it at a different time. Like you say, things that sort of percolate away in your brain, just these little reminders.
Absolutely. Otherwise, you and I would only listen to one podcast each. You know, why do you and I have 5 or 8 favorites? Mm. And every week now, when I'm looking for something that I might share on Here Next, I find a new one. And I think, wow, why haven't I been listening to this? This is a great podcast. But if you really go back to it, they all kind of funnel into maybe 5 to 10 general topics that we keep coming back to, and the podcasts that we listen to keep coming back to. So it's more about just how we kind of learn and develop as people.
So until the next time we look back and reflect, here's to the next batch of episodes. I will see you again, same time, same place, next week. Have a wonderful week.
Take good care, everybody. Talk to you soon, Daisy.